Scripture reading, Psalm 63, 1-5. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the riches of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Devotional. Gregory of Nyssa, the great bishop and theologian of the 4th century, argued that there exists in us a ceaseless yearning for God's infinite beauty and splendor. He wrote, "We are led to God by desire. We are drawn upwards toward him as if by a rope." When the soul glimpses the beauty of God, it yearns to see more. His writings are filled with images describing our longing for God. A lover asking for another kiss, a person tasting a sweetness that can only be satisfied by another taste, the dizziness one experiences standing at the edge of a precipice as one peers into a vast space. Gregory compares the contemplation of God to a person looking at a spring that bubbles up from the earth. He writes, "As you came near the spring, you would marvel, seeing that the water was endless, as it constantly gushed up and poured forth. Yet you could never say that you had seen all the water. How could you see what was still hidden in the bosom of the earth? Hence, no matter how long you might stay at the spring, you would always be beginning to see the water. It is the same with one who fixes his gaze on the infinite beauty of God. It is constantly being discovered anew, and it is always seen as something new and strange in comparison with what the mind has already understood. And as God continues to reveal himself, man continues to wonder, and he never exhausts his desire to see more, since what he is waiting for is always more magnificent, more divine than all he has already seen." Question to consider. Where can you find the time in your week to gaze on the infinite beauty of God? Prayer. Lord, grant me an even richer glimpse of your infinite beauty and loveliness this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.